With your Alabama News Flash, I'm Trey Westerberg reporting.
Brought to you by Primatene Mist.
The University of Mobile is launching the Tom Eliff Center for Missions on August 28th. This new center aims to enhance mission-related education and activities as the fall semester begins. In Coleman, police arrested a Lacey Springs man after finding a truck reported stolen from Huntsville. The Coleman Police Department confirmed the arrest and charges are pending. The American Red Cross has declared an emergency blood shortage with a nearly 25% drop in blood supply since June. The decline began in May. Red Cross is urging all eligible donors to help replenish the supply. Authorities in Irondale are investigating a double homicide that left two people dead. A 32-year-old woman and a 33-year-old man were shot late Sunday night. Police are seeking public assistance as the investigation continues. I'm Trey Westerberg with your news flash.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have a health reminder from the CDC.
Pneumococcal vaccination is recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.